part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 91, part one.
91, part one, John.
Of a three-part episode, Scott.
And we got a lot of shit to cover.
A lot of shit.
I don't even know where to start, John. Hey, I know where to start. June 2nd in Rock Island, Illinois.
Will be Midwest, no doubt.
Podcast something or other. Hosted by Jason from the Dough Bunnies.
Yeah, the Midwest Podcast Gathering, it's called, Scott.
Are we going to make it?
Why not?
You looked into it? How far is the drive?
Oh, I haven't looked into it. He said like 3 hours. Lizard King.
3 hours?
3 hours!
All right. I hope it's a midday thing.
Well, you know what? If I got time, maybe I'll build in the DVD into my dashboard.
Nice.
I have the, what do you call that? One of those LCDs with the backup camera on my car.
You mean hack it? You can hack it?
Yeah, I can hack it.
Nice.
There's a kit. I got the kit already to hack it to hack the satellite so it thinks I'm doing satellite, but I'm really hooking up like an iPod right into it. It's fucking tits.
That is tits. So I'll try to get permission from the lovely to go on that field trip. It's going to be difficult after this morning. Had a rough morning
this morning,
John.
Oh, boy.
It started out badly when my son whacked me in the nuts and the nads and the bits.
Anus.
It's 6:30 a.m. And
ouch.
Yeah, it went downhill from there.
Did you flip out at him? What the fuck? Did you grab him by the neck?
I just grabbed him and tried to pull him up by me.
By
my torso, not by my bits. And I guess I wrenched his arm.
Oh.
No! What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, so you come home in your drunken stupor with your whiskey breath.
And then I went somewhere and I came back. I went to wash my face or something. Oh, she was in our bathroom, so I went in the kids' bathroom and I washed my face.
Yeah.
And she came in, what are you, throwing up?
Like, from what?
No, I'm washing my face.
You had like a drink.
Yeah, I only had one drink.
That was full of
caffeine to try to keep me awake.
Yeah, Red Bull.
And we'll get to the gig a little bit later.
We didn't have time to drink.
We had a big gig at Eddie's we can talk about later.
Big gig.
First things first, John, let's start out with a TTN correction. When TTN makes mistakes, we like to correct them
as soon as possible.
Now, before you play this clip, John, this occurred last show, and you, John, made this statement, which was incorrect. And I tried to correct you.
But
you were on a roll. No, you were on a roll. So I just said, I tried to say, hey, and then you just were on a roll. It's like when Belushi in Animal House, when he says, when the Germans invaded Pearl Harbor. And Otter's like, hey, leave it alone.
Let him go.
He's on a roll. So I did the same thing, but I thought we'd get back to this. We'd correct it. Go ahead and play the correction, and then we'll correct it.
Let's see
if you can correct yourself.
All right. Just apologize to Galileo, for Christ's sake.
300 years later. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he was right.
Hey, you know what? You were right about that.
I don't. The earth isn't flat. Sorry about that. We were wrong.
That wasn't.
Yeah, we make mistakes. How could you make a mistake? You're a father of God. God speaks through you. How could you make a mistake?
Right.
All I want to know. No, I don't. What did I miss?
Galileo never said the earth was flat. Oh. What Galileo said was the earth is not the center of the universe.
Oh, no, no. That's, I meant that he disputed that the earth was flat. The Christians said the earth was flat.
No, I think that was, let's see, Galileo was 1600s or 1700s. Christopher Columbus was 14. I think it had already been well known that the earth was round at that time.
Oh,
what
no.
Galileo was saying.
No, the people thought that they were going to sail off the edge of the earth when they were with Columbus.
This was 200 years after Columbus, though.
Yeah.
So what Galileo got in trouble for was saying, the Bible says that the earth is immovable. And so everybody thought that meant it was the center of the universe. And what Galileo started to notice, looking at the moons of Jupiter, and I think it was Jupiter, he started to notice, hey, we may not be the center. I think the sun is the center of this, what we can call a solar system. And that's what he got the Catholic Church's panties in a bunch about. Galileo defined heliocentrism, John. Heliocentrism. And claimed it was not contrary to those scripture passages. But he was attacked.
Right. In 1610, Galileo published an account of his telescopic observations of the moons of Jupiter, using this observation to argue in favor of the sun-centered Copernican theory of the universe against the dominant Earth. Centered. I always have trouble with this word. P-T-O-L-M.
P-T-O-L-E-M.
Platomic?
Platomic. Sure, why not?
Ptolemaic. And Aristotelian theories.
Right. And the interesting thing about Galileo, from my perspective, if you look back on world history, is Galileo was the first one to say, hey, Scripture is not correct.
Right.
And he got, he had to stand trial for saying this shit. Yeah. And he was sentenced by the Inquisition with three parts, one of which was house arrest, one of which he had to stop saying what he was saying, and I don't know what the third one was. But the guy was under house arrest for the rest of his life for saying, you know what, I think the Bible scripture is wrong about that. So that was the first major scientific finding that countered text, scripture.
Doctrine.
Then you had
religious
Darwin.
Doctrine.
Then Darwin comes along, and there's the second smashing theory of science that says, you know what? I think this is totally fucked up, how God created the... Isn't this great? We're talking about this on Easter. How God created everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Here's how it really happened. We're going to talk natural selection, John. We're going to talk survival of the fittest. And we're going to talk evolution.
No doubt.
That was the second one, John. The second one. I think things come in three. So it's up to John and Scott to come up with that third scripture-shattering. And it could have been last week when I mentioned that people really don't believe in God because they wouldn't masturbate in front of their mom, so they wouldn't masturbate in front of God.
Right.
Right, John.
Right you are, Scott.
That could be the third one. We don't know.
We need our own robes so you can't point at me.
So a TTN correction.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
It's all right. I mean, we fuck up all the time, John, but that was...
uncalled for.
Yeah, we can't... I mean, we
hey, that's revisionist history, man.
And I'm going to kick the living shit out of you, man. I'm going to knock your dick in the dirt.
We are so inspiring to the youth of America, John, that we can't lead them astray with the... Like, if they were to come up to a Christian believer, right, and start to spout Galileo and say, yeah, Galileo, he was the one who proved the earth was round, man.
Yeah, man.
And the Christians would say, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Stupid ass. I can't even argue with you.
You're so dumb. You
got your facts right.
What, do you listen to TTN? Dumbass. It's out of sight.
All right. Now, also last week we mentioned, was it last week we talked about the Smod cast?
Right.
With Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier.
Mm-hmm.
Mosier.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. We played a couple of clips of Scott Mosier saying like more than a 12-year-old schoolgirl, John.
Right.
I mean, it was
Kevin
was
Smith. Kevin Smith, right?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin
yes.
Smith.
The director
the
of
director
Clerks.
The director of Clerks, Kevin.
Writer.
Smith.
Now, what did Scott Mosier do on that? Did he
help
write?
He's a producer or something.
Producer? He was the guy who came up with the money? All he had was the money?
No, he's the guy who got the snowball.
The snowball? What do you mean?
Yeah, you remember when Dante's chick was talking about blowing all these guys?
Yeah.
And she gave this dude a snowball?
Well, that was Scott Mosier?
She sucks the jizz in her mouth and spits it back into his. Yeah. And it was the bearded guy? Well, that's Scott Mosier.
Oh, right, right. I'll have to check that out.
He's Snowball.
Do you think when he writes scripts now, he puts like in there 400 times? So anyway, last week we played a clip where he said like five times in 10 seconds. That's two likes every second shot.
Wow, that's like a... Oh, I'm using said it. That's like...
I'm using my math skills there.
Math.
Now,
skills.
I didn't think it was possible to beat...
Outdo that.
Two likes per second. But he does six likes in 11 seconds.
No way.
In this next clip, John.
All right.
And the other thing about this clip is it's actually longer than 11 seconds. I had to cut the Kevin Smith part out. It's like 14 seconds. But his speaking time is 11 seconds, six likes. And they're talking about Rosario Dawson, who's one hot piece of ass, John.
No doubt, Scott.
And he, this Scott guy, is trying to, he's searching for an adjective to describe Rosario Dawson and what sets her apart from other Hollywood actresses. Oh. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and play. Now, before you play the clip, John.
Impossible.
Count the likes and see if I'm correct. There may be more. I only counted six, but there may be more. And also, I did not edit this at all.
Oh.
Other than removing Kevin Smith from the clip.
All right.
And this is the most egregious.
The anticipation's killing me.
Blatantly egregious, horrible broadcasting of all time in this 11 seconds you're about to hear. Go ahead.
But she also had the ability to, like, you could look at her and, like, there's something that's not, like, she's not a 6 foot tall sort of, like, you know, like, she looks like she's exotic.
Wait, but one like is not fair.
Why?
She looks like she's exotic.
She looks like. Why not just say she looks exotic? Why does she have to look like
she looks
she's
like
exotic?
Exotic, like.
She looks exotic. So, okay, here. There's Scott Mosier. It's 11 seconds. Ask me what about Rosario Dawson, John.
What about Rosario Dawson, Scott?
She's exotic. Move on. Let's move on. No doubt. So I don't know if I can listen to this.
She also had the ability to, like, you could look at her and, like, there's something that's not, like, she's not a 6 foot tall sort of, like, you know, like, she looks like she's exotic.
I want to listen to this, but here's what's going to happen. I'm going to pick up this bad habit,
right?
If I keep listening to this shit. Fortunately, it only comes out once a week.
I know.
Maybe there's like a tipping point where you hear it so much, then you pick up the habit, and I don't want to pick up that habit.
I say like a lot, too.
I'd rather bite my nails.
I like.
Pick my nose.
I like say like a lot. Like.
You don't. If you did, like, I would say, shut the fuck up, man.
With the likes.
With the likes. All right. Just spit it out, man. Just spit it out.
It's another way of going, and
it is. It is another way of going, I agree with that. It's
going up.
We talked about that. There was a, we covered that in one of our podcasts.
Right.
It, and what it is, when you say or you say like, it's telling your listener that you still got some shit to say. So don't start talking because I'm not done yet. That's what it means. But train yourself to say goddammit.
Yeah.
Because you're starting to mix up. If you say I know what you mean. If you say like.
If you say like, you might be saying like.
Right.
Like.
Now I got to figure out
really,
what context you're saying like in. Are you really saying like? Or is this one of the 5 million likes that you use
yeah, I
just to move
I
your
like
conversation
her,
along?
Or is it I like her? That's a bad example. I like her.
That
or
is a
it,
bad example.
I like, you know, her.
Right.
I her.
I her.
I like her.
I her. Totally.
Totally. Man.
No doubt. No doubt. See, that's one of mine. No doubt. I say that a lot.
Of this long relationship that you had, did you see Anna Nicole use drugs?
No.
No. Our relationship was purely sexual.
Oh.
Tet.
So, what do we got next?
Moving on, John.
Moving on. Right along.
I am
right
so
along.
Excited about what we're going to cover next. Because just recently we had a conversation. I was like, dude, man, let's just do 100 and quit this shit. Remember that? Remember that,
no,
John?
No, I don't remember that conversation
you
in your
that?
Brain. That's what you said. You probably said, yeah, let's get to 100, you know, and see what happens.
See what happens?
That's what you say.
That's what I
in
say.
In your brain, you're going, fuck this shit. I've
fuck
had
this.
It. After 100, I'm through.
Fuck, I'm done with this.
I quit. Fuck it.
But something happened, John, over the last couple of weeks that has got me so jizzed.
Chad, you got to look for inspiration.
So
sometimes
jizzed.
Inspiration just doesn't present itself.
How do you look for inspiration?
I've been playing drums
That's
for
bullshit.
Years, and I still have to find... there was a time where I just didn't want to play anymore. I said, fuck, this sucks, man. This is just like... too much work. And Volpe took me to a clinic, and I was just totally thrown right back into it.
Okay, but you weren't looking for it. You didn't say to yourself, I need to look for inspiration.
No,
I think it's like
no,
trying to look
but,
for a wife.
But after,
I need to look for a
after,
wife.
After that, it kind of, you know, it propelled me. To look for
all right.
certain levels of inspiration. Like I said it.
Well, maybe
on the way to a gig, I'll listen to certain stuff on the CD player in the car. And it inspires me to play that night. And it's not even close to what we're going to play.
Right.
It just gets me psyched.
Gets you going. And maybe that's what will happen after I've had this experience. Maybe now I will start to seek out these inspirational moments, John.
Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, it's like, no, you got me. Holy shit. At least it's one of every 30 seconds.
You know, so. We should do a study. Send that clip to the Papooch and tell him to listen to it for 24 hours straight and then give us a phone call and we'll see what he sounds like.
Oh, you said it.
But I meant it. Is it?
But
is
I'm
meant.
Confused.
Yeah, it confuses you.
Doesn't it? I like her.
All right, let's get back to the inspiration. It's got me totally jizzed, John, about podcasting.
All right.
I'm so psyched because it was one of the most brilliant moments that I've ever heard in podcasting history, John. Webcasting history. And I've heard a fair share of... whatever you'd call it.
Podcast?
Audio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I download The Mediocre Show, episode 83. I'm at work.
Why do you sit like that? That's so gay.
I sit so I can, how the paper's
can,
closer
your
to
balls
my.
Balls hurt you?
Hey, man, I'm trying to talk to
I'm
about
sorry.
The Mediocre
go ahead,
Show,
go
okay?
Ahead.
You fucked hard. So I download it. I'm listening at work. I'm wrapping up some projects. So I'm just doing a bunch of miscellaneous shit. I got to sit in my office and listen to The Mediocre Show. And I'm psyched, John. I'm psyched. So I'm listening to it. And at about the 1:13:30 mark of episode 83.
1:13:30. It's like.
And if you don't know, if you haven't listened to The Mediocre Show, it's with Eric and Taylor. They've done, up to this point, they have done 83 episodes. Almost as many as us, John.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in episode 83, Taylor quits. He quits on air, John.
No.
So I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait a minute. What did I just hear? So I rewound it. Well, I didn't rewind it. I just hit, you know, back. And I listened again. And I was like, you know what this is? This is April Fool's. This is April Fool's hoax. these guys can't get me. They're not going to get me. I'm too smart for this shit, John. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, this episode 83 came out a week before, or sometime within the week before April Fool's. But the reason I immediately thought it was April Fool's is because a year ago on April Fool's, we had the same idea. We said,
dude,
hey, man.
I've had to talk you out of it like six times.
Well, those were genuine.
I knew it.
I really wanted to quit.
I knew it.
But last April Fool's, we had this idea, and I think we shied away from it because we just had two genuine blow-ups. One was related to the band. One was related to the webcast.
Really?
Well, the one with the band was when I wanted to punch you in the fucking face.
Yeah, you're so sensitive, man.
And then the other one was when I think Special Ed was in, and you had a little too much JD, and Spike
Come
called
on.
In. Yeah, and Spike was so traumatized, he can't even listen to us anymore.
No, he was messing around, and you got mad at me.
Yeah, whatever, Mr. Revisionist History.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, come on. Let's get it on, man.
Let's get it on, brother. Let's go. Pull your pants down.
So anyway, I think that's one of the reasons we shied away from doing it, because I brought up the idea and I said, here's what we got to do. We got to get in a fight on air. All right? We got to do this like a week before. And you're like, no. Because what if it, you know, what if we really mean it? Some shit like that. And I was like, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I knew where you're going with it because you're such a pussy, man. You can't just let your feelings be known.
Yeah, I just can't do it. So we and a couple other reasons we shied away.
Play.
We didn't know who was going to fill in for me when I was gone because I was the one who was going to leave, and we didn't know how to let the audience know that it was a hoax. So we just dropped it.
Right.
And we moved on. So I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, okay, immediately, when I first heard it, I think, shit, he just fucking quit, man. Wait a minute, let me listen again. Oh, okay, right. It's April Fool's. This is a joke. So I called you up. I said, hey, man, you got to download episode 83 if you haven't already and check it out, specifically at the 113 part mark of the episode because Taylor quits. He quits the fucking show, man. But it's April Fool's joke.
And I'm like, no.
So then.
I didn't think it was April Fool's.
Oh, I did.
I didn't at all.
I told you that.
Well, when we get to the third clip, I'll tell you how okay. I felt after doing it. I was not proud of myself.
Well, you know, it's. I'm trying to figure out how to. Unfold the story. Do you think everybody that listens to us listens to the mediocre show?
They will now.
Well, they should. They definitely should. We're gonna. If you don't, you need to check out episode 83, 84, and 85 because it's the greatest
episode,
most brilliant three episodes in webcast history. Piece in my of
media.
Opinion, John. In my opinion, And we'll talk about that at the close of this segment, John. But the other thing that when I was listening to it again, oh, you know what? We need to play the audio. Let's play the first audio. Now, here's what happens is they've had this guest in whose name is Matt, and he's good friends with Eric. They've known each other since sixth grade or something. And he guests on the show. Like, we have guests. We have Special Ed and,
right.
and other people in. So Matt got a bunch of phone calls, voicemails that said, "Hey, man, I thought Matt was great, man. He got a lot of street cred from the mediocre nation." So Eric played two or three of these voicemails for Taylor, and what we're going to hear is Taylor after the third message is played. This is Taylor. This is the start of genius.
The
John.
End.
The start of brilliance.
Oh,
whenever you're ready.
Okay. That kind of
you know what, dude?
More support for Matt.
You know what? Everybody fucking loves Matt so much, and you're fucking playing all these messages. You obviously got something on your mind, so fuck it. Have fun with Matt. I'm gonna fucking quit.
What are you fucking serious, dude?
I'm fucking serious, dude. Fuck this shit.
Well, I can't fucking joke around.
What? You're not fucking joking.
What are you talking about?
Somewhere in the fucking back of your little head, you're thinking, oh, Matt would be way better at this, so fuck this shit. That's fine. I'm just going to get it over with for everybody.
Are you fucking
serious,
dude?
Everybody wants Matt on the
show,
that's fine.
I mean, I don't know that they do, but...
Well, no, they're not coming to my fucking, jumping to my defense. They're just... Yeah, Matt's
I
good.
Am.
We like Taylor, but Matt's awesome, so fuck it. Have Matt. That's fine.
All right, so that's the opening part of the rant. I apologize for that audio. I mean, their show sounds a lot better than that shit that I just clipped out. So anyway, and then the middle rant, when I heard the middle rant, the second time I listened to it, when I went in with the thought that this is a hoax, is the middle rant, Taylor, is the if it were true, he's the biggest goddamn pussy on the planet. Because he starts crying like a big crybaby emo kid about nobody likes him and fuck this and you and Matt have a good relationship and da 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 da. So fuck it. So then there's this middle rant and I said and that kind of gave me assurances that it was a hoax because I did never got that impression from listening to Taylor that he would be I don't even know how to quantify it. A big pussy.
Can we have the abridged version?
A big pussy. Okay, go play. Now, this is the closing of the argument. The closing of the argument. And the quitting of Taylor. Yes.
I don't think that's true, dude, but I think it's pretty shitty that you're just going to fucking abandon A, me, and B, the fucking listeners that have been around for how many fucking 80-some episodes? Like, that sucks, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been made pretty fucking obvious that nobody gives a shit anymore, so that's fine. I don't fucking care.
Well, whatever. Maybe you'll fucking change your mind. It'll be too late because Matt will be here and fucking whatever, dude.
Well, awesome. That's fine. Give me more time to go fucking be a juggalo then.
Juggalo?
Holy shit, he just fucking hung up. You fucking serious? Can't fucking believe that after 82 episodes because he wasn't even there for fucking the first one. He's just going to fucking walk out like that. That's fucking bullshit.
Fucking A,
yeah,
man.
Insane Clown Posse reference.
What's juggalo? A juggalo? Yeah, I was going
to
ask you.
Somebody who listens to Insane Clown Posse.
Is a juggalo?
It's a juggalo.
Oh. Well, you learned something new.
That's right, Scott. You got to get hit, man, with the
kids.
I do.
I have to get hit with the kid.
Kids.
With the kid.
The kid. Okay. Easy there, Father Scott.
Now, a couple of things about this. First of all, we've done promos for other people. Mm-hmm, and I don't know if you feel this way. I feel this way. Vocal performance is one of the most difficult performances to do because you have to convey emotion with your voice. Right. If you're acting, you have your body. You have all these other things that allow you to do that. But just with your voice, right. You have to convey that. And so even though I was telling myself logically this is a hoax, there was a little bit of me saying, what if it's real?
Yeah.
I mean, because there was no flaws in that performance at all from either side, from Taylor or Eric. None. Just brilliant, John. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So then 84, episode 84 comes out. And here's where the genius steps up again, John. They open the show with Eric calling this Matt guy and saying, hey, Taylor just quit. I need you to come in and be the co-host for the mediocre show because he quit. He's done.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I don't know if I didn't hear him mention this. They may have, but I'm wondering if Matt was in on it at that time. I don't think he was. It sounded like he had just woken up.
Yeah, that'd be real genius
right there.
Right,
right.
Unexpected.
And so Matt's
Are you serious?
You're shitting me, man. What?
Holy
what the fuck?
Real reaction.
Now, if Matt was in on it, then Matt gets 5 stars for his vocal performance because he sold me again.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to myself, no, this is a joke. It's a hoax. But these performances, John, kept coming in. 5-star Academy Award nominee. Most definitely. So then Matt comes in. He's on the whole show for episode 84. I'm thinking Taylor's going to make an appearance here sometime. It's April Fool's. And the only thing I'm wondering is how are they going to break it to the audience that this is a big joke?
What's your fucking point?
Thanks for filling in there. I could have just said one long,
What's your fucking point?
So at this point, I'm like, okay. So I listened to the whole thing. Taylor didn't make an appearance. I'm like,
spit it out, man.
What the fuck's going on?
Run out of time.
I'm sorry. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? So what do? I visit the website. Because when we've had altercations in the past, John, I've gone and edited the website.
Yeah, who's the pussy? Taylor's a pussy.
So I'm
thinking, put a big question mark where your face used to be. Like, oh,
so I'm
my
thinking, okay,
God.
If Taylor really is out, if he's out, he would have updated the website by now. Because I'm questioning. Right. I don't know. I go to the website and I see a big picture. And that doesn't look like Taylor unless he's gained a lot of weight. That must
instead
be the new guy.
Instead of a Viking head, he's got a fucking... A foil hat.
A foil hat, yeah. What is up with the foil hat? I'm intrigued.
He's emulating Taylor, man. He's got the foil Viking hat.
The cheap version.
Yeah.
So then I start clicking around and I see all these references to Taylor are still there. So then I'm, okay. They thought they had me. They don't have me. He didn't update the website. It's a hoax. It's a hoax.
They had you in hello.
It's not real. So then I come in, I say, hey, man, I got this idea for a promo. Let's do this promo. We can get in on this hoax.
Yeah.
And I think what I was really driving me, because we had the same idea, but we didn't know how to pull it off.
You didn't tell me it was a hoax.
I did.
Today you're spinning it. You're spinning it like fucking Rush Limbaugh. When we did the promo, you were like, check this out. Man, and we're listening to it, and I'm like, wow, this is fucked up. And you're like, I think it's a hoax, but I'm not sure.
Well, I think it's a hoax, and I emailed you the script. I wrote up the script during the day. I emailed you the script. I cut out the clips that I wanted to use, and I said, we're going to cut some other promos, and then this fucking thing ended up taking up all our time. But even when we were that night, you said... I kept saying it's a hoax. It's a hoax. And you were like, well, what if it's not a hoax? And I said, if it's not a hoax, then they got something they can play every goddamn show. But I'm pretty sure it's a hoax. So we have to get this thing cut. We got to get it out to them right away. We were trying to get in touch with Eric all night on Skype and whatever, and we couldn't get a hold of him. So I called him up. I left a message, and I said, I hope you get a chance to play this. And I didn't want to say that. I wanted to say, what did I want to say? I hope you get a chance to, I can't even remember what the fuck. But then I had trouble hanging up the phone, and I hope he's erased that message.
No,
I hope he doesn't play it on the phone and make fun of me.
How do you hang up my phone?
So we sent out this.
This has got to be so annoying.
We sent out this promo to Eric, and he did not include it in... Episode 85.
Oh, all right.
It was not included, but go ahead and play our promo that we put together because I don't know if there's an opportunity to play it.
All right, here it is. Ready? Here we go.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when we're not listening to The Mediocre Show
with Eric and Matt,
we volunteer at the Suicide Hotline.
Suicide Hotline. He's John.
And he's Scott.
How can we help?
Fuck it. It'd probably end up being better without me. So I'm just going to fucking... Everybody's just looking for an excuse to fucking get rid of me.
Hold on, dude. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't like vagina.
What did he say? He doesn't like the vagina?
Dude, man, don't kill yourself. That would be pretty shitty.
This is pretty shitty. Feeling like a fucking asshole every fucking time with everybody fucking like, oh, Taylor sucks. Like, getting made fun of all the fucking time. I'm sick of it. Fuck it.
Dude, man, here's what you need to do.
Listen to The Mediocre Show.
With Eric and Matt.
Now available twice a week.
I'm gonna fucking quit. I'm fucking serious, dude. Fuck this shit.
Hello?
What the fuck happened, man?
Hello?
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 Dude, man, we're not very good at this.
Please don't tell me how to do it. So we sent out that clip thinking that there's a window of opportunity for them to play this clip, and it's kind of adding to the authenticity of this hoax. And I kept saying it's a hoax. It's a hoax. And I think one of the reasons I stuck by that it's a hoax is because if it's not a hoax, I'll go back to Taylor's performance that we didn't get to hear tonight. But you definitely need to download 83, 84, and 85. Is the middle part of his rant was this big crybaby, everybody's against me, blah, 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 I'm a big pussy. And there's no way Taylor's like that. There's no way.
No, not with those giant bat wings on his chest. Right. That had to hurt like hell.
So I listen. I download 85. I'm listening to it. I don't hear our shit. And I don't hear Taylor. I'm like, what the fuck? Matt is still on. And Matt is a great, what a great selection to have on. The guy seems like a natural. I definitely connected with Matt. Especially when he told the story about he was in a band. I don't know if you know that, John.
No.
And he toured. He was on some 3-week tour. And there was another guy on the tour that put gel in his hair all the time. And everybody hated this guy. He was a poser. So one night, Matt decides, and he tells this story in 85. He does it much better than I do. But he decides he's going to jerk off in this guy's hair.
Oh, no way.
And I'm thinking, what a fucking great story. But then I'm thinking, what does that say about me? You know, that I that I'm having a connection with Matt when he's telling a story about jerking off in a guy's hair.
Yeah, then what was that other one you connected with Kevin Smith and
with the fruit basket.
Basket, yeah. Putting balls on somebody's head.
Well, then the other thing, and I'll let you download this and listen to this, but the other thing is, Matt, that's not the only time he jizzed in another guy's face, okay?
Oh,
the other time was with his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. He cummed in his face. And if you want to hear the details, download episode.
He's got balls of steel.
Episode 85. Well, Matt has balls of steel. And he's natural in front of the mic. And not only that, but Taylor has balls of steel for doing this.
Yeah.
And they did it so well. So our promo didn't get there in time. And so we thought we'd play it tonight. And I'm just so jazzed now about webcasting again because these three episodes put together, you know, it's like when you go to a movie, what makes a movie good to you? And it's the emotions that it invokes. And this was, it was a riddle. It was emotional, John.
It was a riddle.
It's a conundrum.
I felt guilty after it.
You
I'm like,
guilty.
Oh, my God, what if he really shoots himself after hearing this? Those fuckers. Oh, let's see how funny they think it is now.
No, that's nonsense, John. Nonsense.
I was doing the new edit at home because it was Good Friday, so I had off. And all these electricians are running through my house doing stuff. And I'm playing it as I'm going through it, and here, this electrician is walking through, and he stops, and he hears the beginning of it with the music and stuff, and he's listening, and he hears it, and he just starts cracking up. What is that? Is that satellite radio? Howard Stern? No. Well, what is it? I go, it's from a internet radio show we do, and a webcast, and we're doing this promo for another one. Who is that? Is that like, can I get that on satellite? I said, no. It's me and another guy doing this. Really? Oh, that's fucking funnier than shit, man.
Fucking A, man.
So I played some other stuff from when Zach was on the show.
Yeah. So is he going to be a new listener then?
I don't know. He might not have a computer.
Oh, right. Well, he's an electrician. He could steal one at least know how to put it together. So in 85, Matt is still on. I'm like, what the fuck? The first part, and I'm starting to believe that Taylor really is a big pussy because I'm expecting him to be at the first part of the show. And again, another genius, brilliant part is how they worked him in. So I'm listening to the show. I'm contemplating his pussiness and I hear a clip, what I think is a clip. Oh, they're really sticking it to Taylor. They're playing clips from past shows and having the clips interact with them. That's what my original thought was. And then finally, Taylor starts to respond to Matt, I think, his direct questioning or something. And I'm like, oh, right then. I was like, dude, that is so brilliant, man. Because from the beginning, I knew it was a hoax. And then since that time, I was like, maybe not. Everything was telling me hoax.
Maybe we fucked up and contributed to his real suicide.
No, not at all. Not at all. So I'm totally jazzed about podcasting again, John. We could talk about episode 100. Let's talk about episode 250, episode 500, at least this week. Maybe next week it's going to be different.
Next week I have some JD.
Right.
Fuck you, man. That's it. Hey, you know what? I was thinking we do this one podcast where I shoot you and it's over. It's our last one. But it's just a joke.
Right. Yeah.
I'm hip to your shit, man. I know you.
No doubt.
Better than you know you.
Don't point at me, you fucker. All right. So if you're not a listener of The Mediocre Show, you need to start out with episode 83, 84, 85, and then I guess they're doing it twice a week.
I turned you on to them, man.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Way back when.
When?
Way, man. I was listening to them when they first started. And then you turned me on to the one where the guy got shot.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
The drive-by.
Yeah.
He got shot in the toe.
Yeah. Check that out, too. Download the drive-by shooting episode that they have. All right. Well, let's take it to two because we're running over.
Sorry, man. How long did we go over?
We're 41.
Maybe we could take some shit out and post. Did I ramble on?
You ramble on all the time. You put a mic in front of you and take the mic away and you're completely silent.
That's not true.
I show you up, I just take the mic away. It's true.
Maybe I should walk around with a mic.
Yeah, you should.
Like a retainer, but with a mic. But with a mic strapped on.
A big boom mic strapped on with a giant B2 Pro. All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.